Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? 'Cause we can't. We're in quarantine.
Oh, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Dave, we're in quarantine. You know, we got to do like a best of hits CD or something for this show. A spreadsheet obtained in an open records request details a pattern of arbitrary and questionable decision-making made by a guy named Bill on whether businesses could be classified as essential when Governor Kelly shut down the state. Another investigation is underway to determine which state agency employs this faceless bureaucrat named Bill. So far, the Kelly administration either can't or won't identify the mysterious Mr. Bill. Joining us now is Trust Kansas Coalition legal counsel Ryan Kriegshauser. Ryan, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Well, thank you, John, for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Ryan, these essential, quote-unquote, business determinations are supposed to be made according to the Kansas Essential Functions Framework, which is linked to the governor's office on the state website, but apparently a guy named Bill is making the decisions, correct?
Yeah, as this whole pandemic has proceeded, you can't make this stuff up. So basically,
no, you can't.
A group of organizations became very concerned about due process violations throughout the business shutdown process, looking to with an eye to what happens if this happens again and we have to reshut back down. And so these organizations started submitting CORA requests, trying to figure out the rhyme and reason to a lot of these decisions. And a lot of what we've found is really an expansion of the deep state, or, you know, that fourth branch of government, John, you was talking about, these faceless bureaucrats that have been given unprecedented power in this situation. A lot of them are at local health departments, and they're just basically able to speak law or attempt to speak law with spoken word. And what we found is from an open records request to the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, we just asked for, give us all the essential and non-essential designations and the reasoning behind it. And what we got back was a spreadsheet of about 1,600 businesses and their classification. And on that spreadsheet, there are a few interesting things, but on almost every page, there's a column for Bill's response. And it appears that, you know, there was some kind of team that was trying to work through these companies, but Bill had the ultimate say. And the crazy thing, John, about this is if you didn't like what Bill said when they came back and said, I'm sorry, we don't view your 30,000 square foot warehouse that has one person in it that is just moving supplies, which, by the way, they rejected, which is a completely bizarre and arbitrary determination, but Bill didn't like that idea. But when you come back and say, I don't like Bill's reasoning, can I appeal? What it appears happened is they just went back and asked Bill if he was wrong.
So we appeal the Bill's decision. We got appealed to Bill.
Right. And I mean, it just, it really blows my mind that these are, it would be funny if it weren't livelihoods.
Oh,
that
yeah.
We're hanging in the balance here.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Ever since she rolled out this, that abortion clinics were essential but churches weren't, I said it had to be political, which is why I refused to comply and kept our business open anyway. But you've got example after example. I mean, I read the article that the Sentinel ran on this. But I mean, like the example you made there, 100 employees, they had one guy that was going to work in the warehouse. You've got another one where, they could operate with zero chance of infection, was ordered to close. Bill says that tobacco shops were deemed essential because, quoting directly from the comments on the spreadsheet, vaping and tobacco support addictions, that are, essential personnel may need products. So, basically, right. He thinks that government employees need to get their smokes. So that's why that's important.
Yeah, if you were a gold dealer or, you know, a liquor store or a vape or a smoke shop, you were pretty much good with Bill. But he really didn't like dog groomers, it appears.
Yeah.
He, like, really did not like online game sales and things like that. I mean, these are online companies that are just shipping products. And so they aren't interfacing with the public. And so we published a report on this. The American for Prosperity Foundation actually published a report. But yeah, it's
the sad part here. And I'm sorry, Ryan, we're coming up to a big break. But the sad part here is if Bill decided a liquor store is more essential than a hair salon, he's obviously a bald headed alcoholic. So we shared the recent Sentinel article on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Ryan, I want to have you back on next week and follow up on this. Can we do that?
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Let's do it. In the meantime, carry on, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.